I'm Leah Minyard with Pet Talk on KEOM, brought to you by veterinarians.org. One of the most difficult things about bringing home your new puppy is the dreaded potty training. According to AmericanKennelClub.org, puppies don't have control over their bladder until they are about 4 months old. Even after that, they're typically only able to hold it for the same number of hours as the number of months old they are, plus one. So a four-month-old puppy can hold for about 5 hours. A five-month-old puppy can hold it for six. Whether you are teaching your dog to go outside, or if you have a designated indoor potty area, you will need to plan frequent training sessions, and you will need to have lots of patience. Here are some tips to make training your puppy go as smoothly as possible. First, feed your puppy on a schedule. This will make their potty breaks more predictable. It's also good to have other routines throughout the day, like taking them out immediately after they wake up in the morning or after they take a nap. Make sure you keep an eye on your puppy at all times. If you can't see him, you can't stop him from having an accident. Look for signs that he might need to go, like sniffing the ground, circling, or whining, and take him straight to the spot you want him to do his business. A crate can be an important training tool since they don't like to soil where they sleep. Set a timer to remind you to take him out every few hours. Sometimes they may not go immediately, so try to give him time to go, but don't let him run around and play. You can try to limit his movements as much as possible by putting him on a leash, and if he still won't go, put him back in his crate for 10 to 15 minutes before trying again. Finally, remember to reward your dog when they go in the right spot. Find out what motivates your dog. In addition to giving him his favorite treat, some puppies will be motivated by praise and extra attention, or some time to play off the leash. The big thing is, make sure you give the reward immediately after he does his business. Don't wait until you get back in the house. If you catch your puppy having an accident, don't punish him. It will only make him think he has to hide from you to do his business. Also, don't startle him. Instead, say, uh-oh, or make a quiet noise. This should stop him midstream. Then take him to his potty area to see if he will finish. If he does, reward him. If you don't see the accident happen, don't try to correct him when you find it. Make sure you clean any accidents with an enzymatic cleaner so they aren't attracted to go again in the same spot. For more information on taking care of your pet, visit veterinarians.org.